Hello, everybody, and welcome to the archive. This is for the Adesanya v Pereira second kickboxing match. So I've covered the first one. Make sure you've watched that if you haven't already. So the second matchup was a little bit shorter than the first. The first one, as I said, I mean, you watch it yourself, you make your own judgment. But I felt like Adesanya was having greater success with the majority of his strikes. And the few shots that he did take from Pereira, although they were big, he took them well. And he was rather confused on the scorecards afterwards, as well as quite a few other people. But that ended an 11-fight win streak for Israel Adesanya. And what's interesting is that this next fight, so their first one was the 2nd of April 2016. They rematched almost a year later, 11 months later, 4th of March 2017. Between their first and second fight, Pereira went 1-1. He had two fights. Adesanya went 7-1. quite an impressive work rate for, between one fight and the next. And by the point that they faced off once again, and Pereira and Adesanya was actually coming off a loss. He just lost to Jason Wilnes, I think, by decision. Although Adesanya was coming off a loss, he fought like he'd won the first time around. He had the same kind of tactics. He was very slick. He was hanging his face out there, ready for his opponent to try and attack so he could counter. And for me, you know, he was really looking very, very slick and very confident. He got a standing count in the second round as well. Was able to catch Pereira with some big shots. But ultimately, this fight did go Pereira's direction. Now, this first round, Pereira, you can immediately tell, is a lot more confident than he was in the first fight. Because he doesn't give Adesanya nearly as much space. Throws a power body kick straight away with 4 seconds into the round. Adesanya blocks it, catches it, hooks it, throws it out the way and pressures forward. But then straight away, Pereira's back on the front foot. Takes a low kick, walks through it, pressures. And he's throwing power shots from the get-go. Adesanya's backed up against the ropes. And you can see for a moment in this opening round, Adesanya's like, oh, okay, I need to just kind of be cautious here. He was far more active in the first round of their first encounter, but this time because Pereira was taking up a bit more space in front of him with confidence and with aggression, he had to be a little bit more slick off the back foot. And again, you know, when he's backed up against the ropes, as I said in the first episode, these are the moments where he can't do as much slipping back if he's fighting in a mixed martial arts fight. But like, look how aggressive Pereira is. Smashing with low kicks and then leaping in with this left hook. And look how Adesanya just slips out the way of it. He's got such good movement. And Pereira commits everything to that. I mean, we're 20 seconds into the first round. He's already going for home runs. I think he just feels like if he lands on Adesanya, he's going to be able to hurt him. But then the ability to land on Adesanya is always in question. And Adesanya can't be underestimated either. Here he is again, like lead hand down, trying to draw those shots from Pereira, which makes Pereira hesitant because he knows Adesanya's trying to bait him into punching. Like, you can see Adesanya's moving forward here, hands down, reaching. Now, let me just stop there. He can see Adesanya's moving forward with his hands down. He's kind of reaching with that lead hand, but he's not committing to anything because he's trying to trigger Alex Pereira to start throwing his own shots. So, of course, he can then counter. And you know, you've got to think, if you're a power puncher, you don't want to be kind of throwing, you know, like 50% power shots. It's just not your instinct. You don't want to be kind of feeling shots out and going feint for feint, not with someone like Adesanya, because he is incredibly slick. What Pereira has is that ability to hit somebody and hurt them really easily and really quickly. But because Adesanya's hanging his face out there for bait, it makes Pereira uneasy, and you can see that all the way through. Now, I talked in the other episode about Adesanya when he switches to southpaw, and you see him do this against Paulo Costa. We're going to see him do it here, and because of this kind of aerial shot that we've got, you'll see what I'm talking about with him trying to stitch his left foot on the end of it. There's the switch to southpaw. So he is moving back and he is giving space. Look, we can see Pereira's feet are here. He is moving back and giving space, but Adesanya's rear foot is staying exactly where it is. So as soon as this back foot moves back and plants, he's primed, ready to throw. Come on, pencil. There we go. primed and ready to throw. You see, he reaches his lead hand out to meet the lead hand of Pereira, and then he throws his left, but realizes Pereira moves back, which is why he skips to throw the head kick and then pulls it. You can see what he's thinking, though, because if Pereira had slipped to the side of this punch instead of moving back, Adesanya would have put that left kick on the end of it, just like he did against Paulo Costa. He's a very consistent pattern, and in the first fight, we saw him skipping in with the rear knee. We saw him using that as a follow-up weapon with a teep as well, with a front kick to the body. Here he is, southpaw, playing with the lead hand. Power body kick. Confidence from Adesanya, leaning out the way and slipping. Like he knows Pereira is powerful, but because Pereira is powerful, he also can read when he's loading up, which is why he was confident to kind of push him back and chip into his lead leg. Always hands down, trying to tempt Pereira to throw his shots, and now you can see how hesitant Pereira is because he knows that he's going to most likely miss, and that will leave him exposed. Lovely footwork, lovely lateral movement, nice jumping in knee there from Adesanya. Again, hands down, trying to bait his opponent to throw to the head. And for me, Pereira just kind of, it seems to look like he's struggling in this first round. He started well, but then it was almost like he'd remembered what happened in the first fight, and then he kind of withdrew. He started to pull back a little bit. But what was nice is, I mean, again, look at that beautiful shot there from Adesanya. He puts his lead hand out there to kind of cover the eyes of Pereira, and straight away the right hand was coming behind it. Nice work. Follows it up again. Like, I mean, Adesanya is quite happy to stand and trade, but this is what I'm talking about with the difference in the shots. Like, Adesanya's hitting with two good shots here, two good right hands. But then as Pereira throws his left hook back, it just kind of cuffs Adesanya, not even really a clear punch. But you can see it kind of knocks Adesanya back onto his heels. Like, clearly so much more heavy-handed than Adesanya. And he loves that right-hand combo. He loves the right-hand to left hook or the right kick to left hook. Here's that right hand again from Adesanya. Framing with the lead hand. Now, I wonder whether he'll do this in an MMA fight. I wonder whether this is a tactic he'll use or whether it'll feel a bit too risky for him. It's very frustrating for Alex Pereira. I wonder what work he's been doing with Teixeira as well, whether Teixeira will give him a way around that lead hand. Here we go again. Combination from Adesanya. Big hook, uppercut, right hand, head kick. I mean, slick all the way through, super slick from Adesanya. It was almost like he stepped into this fight. You know, he'd had a really good run of fights, and he felt like that's the standing TKO. He felt like he got robbed in that first fight, and he came to make a point of it. And after the initial flurry that we got from Pereira, this is what we started to see. Here's that frame with the lead hand again. So, you know, Pereira's turned away. You can see he's guarded underneath. You can see he's covered underneath because he's expecting the uppercut to come. And Pereira and Adesanya's going to move that hand. Smack. And then another power right hand. That's when the referee jumps in and gives him his standing eight count. Here we'll go see the replay. Lovely frame on the neck, though. It just looks dominant as well. Okay. So last 30 seconds. Of course, Pereira's had a pretty rough pretty rough first round now, and Adesanya's just chipping away at him. Pereira's still trying to push forward, but he's looking very kind of cumbersome, and he's taking shots as he's moving. Like, he has this final little burst at the end, and that's the end of that fight. That's the end of that first round. Now, of course, the second round is very different for Pereira. Because what he's realizing is that every time he steps forward, he's seeing Adesanya drifting away from his right hand. You'll see him throw his right hand a few times here. And each time, what you'll notice is Adesanya leans back, leans away. Here we go. So there's the first one. Big right hand. You can see Adesanya leaning away and turning to face where a left hook would be coming from. But Adesanya is able to move his head back and get his hand up enough to be able to cover that left hook. So it's almost like the pattern has already been established. Pereira just needs to find the right opportunity to do it and expose Adesanya's chin instead of him having his guard up. Here it is again. But this time, Adesanya's southpaw. And as Pereira throws his left hand, as Pereira throws his right hand, Adesanya's throwing a left hand in a bit of a tighter fashion. So what's happening here is Adesanya is going to throw his left. As he's seeing Pereira step in, he's aiming to hit Pereira from this direction right on the chin. He's trying to use it as a counter because he's expecting to be able to catch Pereira. But because Pereira shifts his head slightly off to this side, what you'll see is the glove is going to emerge over this shoulder. And because the glove emerges over the shoulder, what that means is Adesanya's stayed in the same spot. Now, Pereira's right hand doesn't land either. But that space has now been closed down. So Pereira goes from being on the end of his punch to being right into his elbow. And now watch this. Watch the footwork of Pereira. See that twist. Lovely twist off the lead foot. And he plants his back foot a bit further forward. So he's traveling as he's done it. Right hand, left hook. All his weight's on that lead foot. Punched it over into the right hand, all weight on the lead foot, twists and hits Adesanya before Adesanya can move out of range. Lovely shot. And of course, there was a little bit of animosity here and a bit of a performance afterwards. See, this is the risk in Adesanya slipping away and moving or even standing and trading with Pereira, is there's a difference in power between the two. Adesanya could quite easily lose every one of these trades purely because he's not nearly as powerful as Pereira. His shots have to be far more accurate and far more slick, far more to the point. And they also have to be powerful enough to at least discourage Pereira from just crashing forward. Like Pereira read that left hand coming. He went straight round the side of it and then stitched the left hook on the end of it. There it is. So you can see the left hand go over Pereira's shoulder. And he just keeps traveling forward. Momentum behind that right hand. Bang. Beautiful left hook. And you know, you'll see him stitch it onto the back end of his right kick as well. Right kick to left hook, right hand to left hook, right body shot to left hook, right teep to left hook. It's quite consistent. Every time he loads his shoulders one way, you can guarantee they're going to spring back in the opposite way. And as we saw in the first fight, he can also work to the body, which I think would be really wise, because if he's able to start working several different targets for that left hook, it's going to make it more difficult for him to try and decide which one he's going to guard. And of course, you know, if you're wearing the big gloves, it will take some of the sting out of the punch and it will also give you more to block with. But in the 4-ounce MMA gloves, it changes things entirely. Small gaps become big gaps and targets become really, really easy to attack, because the weapon that's attacking them is so small and so little padding by comparison. Okay, enjoy the fight, and I'll see you next time.